Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is how wine people drink wine. Yeah, it's a good salve. Cab. Oh, that's not how wine people drink wine.
That's got legs.
Chips. Potato chips.
I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips.
This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Sophia, do you want to do the intro to Grease?
Grease is the word in the word in the net and the groove and the feeling.
I actually don't know any of the other words.
Well, should we do?
Grease lightning, go,
grease lightning. Anyway, we saw Grease this week. It was amazing. If you're in Toronto, November 2017, highly recommend it.
Danny Zuko.
is one of the characters.
It's the main, along with Sandy.
Sandy D.
A fantastic production. Highly recommend it. I thought going into this week that I hated musicals, and then I saw that production, and I was in tears nearly the entire time because I loved it so much.
It was engrossing, and it had us wrapped.
And it made me nostalgic for a time, bygone time.
A time you'd never even known, the 1950s.
Yeah, who would have thunk?
A time you'd barely remember, high school.
Yeah, high school in the 1950s.
Sophia, this is not the first time we've talked about that.
That we've been alive for or no. More than a century? You specifically.
A century ago, the 1950s.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way. What does Elon Musk have in common with a liger?
They're both hybrids. Except Elon Musk isn't, like, himself a hybrid.
But no.
He creates stuff.
He actually, they're not even really hybrids, are they? He's just an electric car. So what would our hybrid be, babe?
Between you and me? Oh, we already have this, don't we?
Sophia.
Sounds nice, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
Oh, by the way, hi, we're Zoe and Sophia.
By the way, we're Sophia.
Welcome to our show. Welcome back. Zoe, do you have any experience making hybrids yourself?
As a breeder?
Yeah, breeder, creator, god.
The only things I've ever bred are Sims and sea monkeys.
And by breeding Sims, you mean you made Sims babies?
Yeah, I had Sims Hot Date, so the rest is sort of history.
Could you make babies on Sims Hot Date?
Well, you can make babies on any Sims game, but Hot Date, you got this swag that you could make babies with. You just got your Sims to fall in love with each other more easily.
Fall in love, more like have lust.
Both. There was a heart-shaped hot tub.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And the heart-shaped bed. Yeah, the love-making bed.
Yeah.
And if you kept them there for too long, then they would get angry.
Just don't let them out of bed.
Then you just
I like to play God.
You just rosebud them after that, though, and it's fine. What's the second thing that you bred?
Klepotius. Oh, sorry, I'm just letting you know all my Sims teats.
What's Klepotius?
It was another one of the like the infinite cheats? Money cheats. Yeah.
Oh, I never got that one. I only had the semicolon, colon, semicolon,
yeah, yeah. Klopotia, semicolon, exclamation, semicolon, exclamation.
You had to write Klopotian?
Klopotius.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Klopotius a real word?
It's the same thing as rosebud, but a different word. Oh. Anyway.
Wait, is Klopotius a real word?
I don't think so.
Do you know what nonplussed means?
Like, I don't really care that much.
I've heard the word nonplussed so much this week, and I'm like, did people even...
Did they make it up this week and have
it? Did people even get it? No, but it's so weird that I've heard it like 20 times in one week, and before that, I'd probably read it one time in a newspaper.
That's so old-fashioned. You know, it's funny that you say that, though, Sophia, because I feel like every time specifically you come across a new word, you'll use it like 8 times in a day.
Well, what are you talking about specifically? Are you talking about my like word of the day last week?
Yeah. No, it's like every week you sort of have like a word of the day for
that's
the week.
So lame. It makes me sound like a 2-year-old.
No, it doesn't.
I'm like learning
language.
I think
that's a smart way to do that because then you boil it into your brain.
Listen, I'm nonplussed with the idea that you're making right now.
I don't think you use that right.
Back to hybrids.
Okay, so a hybrid is mixing two species, right?
Yeah.
Species that are similar to each other can be bred as a hybrid, like different plants right. that are similar to each other, like stone fruit.
Or like a rulip.
Like a rose tulip?
Yes.
Okay. And and then like animals that are similar to each other, like animals with hoofs or animals with paws potentially could be bred together.
Right. Dogs are always bred. In the spirit of hybrids, we were thinking, what in our everyday life do we encounter is a hybrid? And you know what we thought about? E-cigarettes.
Totally. It's like old school cig plus new school electronics.
Yeah, it's like the mechanical bowl.
Or of, like the mechanical pencil of writing instruments, of wait, smoking instruments.
Right.
Have you ever vaped?
I vaped some marijuana cigarettes before, but only like once. But real vape sauce? No. Have you ever hooked?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You've never hookahed?
The smell of hookah actually disgusts me.
But I know, but like first year university in Montreal is like hookah central. Saint Denis?
Dude, there's been a lot of points in my life, weirdly, that have been hookah central, but I still haven't hookahed.
I've been to hookah places with you before, with your friends.
Yeah, I went to
your friends.
Istanbul, and I went to a hookah bar, but I still didn't hook.
What'd you do?
I just watched the hook.
So you're like a hybrid.
Mm-hmm. I like half like to have fun, half like to poop on the party. I show up, but I don't partake, if you know what I mean.
Should we reveal our chippies?
Let's reveal them.
Okay.
Straight from...
Megan, our friend in
Australia,
gave us a package of chips. So we got these two really great chips that we're really excited to try that are sort of hybrids in themselves.
How so? Oh,
yes. Go on.
No, but tell me, how are they hybrids?
Well, no, I mean, you seem to be very confident about why they are.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Am I?
You are.
Okay. Well, the first bag we have, straight from Australia, from our friend Megan, is burger rings, which are kind of like a hybrid between burgers and onion rings.
So that's pretty weird.
That's weird. What's the other one?
The other one, a flavor I've never heard about before, is the brand Thins. Light and tangy. Thin and crispy potato chips. Irresistibly tasty.
Wow.
The cover of it has a tomato, and I think... like cayenne pepper and then regular peppercorns. What do you think thin and what is it called?
Light and tangy.
Light and tangy means?
I honestly have no idea.
I've never heard it's tangy used in the context of chips.
Light and tangy, this doesn't mean anything to me.
No.
It's almost like when I look at this bag, I forget what tangy means. You know when you say a word fast like 15 times?
Yeah.
Like that's what happened to me right
now. Yeah. You got lost.
Or that's just the half calf.
Probably has a lot to do with that. Okay. No, I totally know what you mean.
Should we pop these suckers open?
Wait, I just want to get into the building of this bag a little bit, the Thins bag.
Mm.
Thins, the branding, is a yellow circle with some red text in it. And then they made the Thins text look like a happy face.
It's a friendly bag.
It is a friendly bag.
It's a friendly bag. And the light green, let me say this about it. Great color. Also makes me want to eat you.
I don't know if this is an Australian thing because both of these bags are made in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But both of these bags have very little info on them. Like, I feel like compared to North American bags, which are loaded up with descriptions and information, like, look at the back of Light and Tangy and look at the back of Burger Rings.
Not a lot to work with.
Not a lot of
info. Yeah.
TBQH, I'm pretty into.
Yeah.
Let the product speak for itself.
Exactly. Do you want to open the Burger Rings first?
Yeah.
Cool.
Not what I would have expected.
Wow, the Burger Rings smell like
onion and vinegar.
They smell a lot like vinegar instead of burger. I'm really excited to try them. You wanna have one?
Yeah. Oh, thanks. She's handing them to me as the first. And I was also picturing them to be onion ring size for some reason, but they're really like the size of an engagement ring.
They look like Apple Jacks.
She is.
They taste like Cheerios. Don't they not?
Yeah, these don't taste like burgers at all.
They taste like...
Do they?
Vinegar saturated onion with hint of Cheerio.
I'm really into them. Texture is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. What do you think Elon Musk's favorite chip is? He's from South Africa.
And
Canada. He's Canadian. He's really into green products. Does he eat too clean?
Tyrell's.
Ugh, which one?
Salt. Ready salt.
Or unsalted.
Oh. No. Even Elon Musk has to have fun a little once in a while.
What do you have, like, lightly salted, 30% less salt?
Mm-hmm. Low sodium. I'm sure there's more straightforward hybrids, like plant hybrids, that we haven't talked about.
Yeah. Like what?
Like,
cows? Oh, that's not a plant?
Donkey is your classic hybrid.
Oh, mule.
I mean, mule. Yeah.
Yeah, how are mules bred?
Well, you get a donkey,
uh-huh.
And you get a horse.
And the rest is history.
Absolutely.
Aren't mules really smart?
Where did you hear that?
Or is it donkeys? Donkeys or mules are really smart because they have a memory that lasts forever.
I think that's an elephant.
Uh-uh. If you, like, turn your back to a donkey or a mule, I can't remember which one.
I love this.
You know this story?
It never forgives you?
Yeah.
That's
or it takes,
so
like, 20 years
hot.
Or something.
I yeah. love an animal that can hold a grudge. I really do.
I know.
How much do you like these?
Like, a lot. You know what? I don't know if it's the hand cream on my hands, though. My hands are exceptionally greasy.
These don't really have a flavor.
No.
It's, like, tangy salty.
I know. This is what I would call light and tangy.
Absolutely. Should we open the actual light and tangy and compare?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you want to do the honors, sweetheart?
Let's...
Hybrid baby.
Oh. Okay, these smell eerily similar.
Oh, no. Ooh, I do not like the smell of those. Those smell so wrong.
Like what?
I can't quite put my finger on it, but know that I've smelled a dead person before.
Ew. Do you want to get into that story, or is that...
I don't know if this is the right time.
The right platform? It should be for our other podcast.
What's our other... Weird smells. Couldn't quite put my finger on it till I knew.
It was a dead person.
Chills.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Light and tangy. Down the hatch. I'm gonna go ahead and say it's medium to bad.
This is bad product advertising. Irresistibly tasty, they say. I can resist. It is light.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
But is it tangy?
This is like a really big bag too. Finn's is friendly, but
I like the texture of it, blah blah blah, but I'm not convinced on them. I'm not sold on the flavor.
I don't even know what tangy means.
Is that Google thing? It. Siri.
Okay. Define tangy.
Having a strong pecan flavor or smell. Do you want to pick the remaining one?
Do you want to what?
What?
I have everything I need in the cloud.
Oh, shut up.
Oh my god, that guy's such a know-it-all.
I don't know what piquant means either, so
piquant
thanks for
is
nothing.
Like look up piquant. Okay.
What does piquant mean?
Having a pleasantly sharp taste or appetizing flavor.
Do you know there's such a thing as a growler bear? It's a grizzly bear and a polar bear.
Ew.
Why is that gross to you? She just doesn't like the idea of bears having sex.
Having sex. Wait, is there such a thing? Is there pictures?
Of bears having
no!
sex?
No!
All you need to do is get the Hot Date expansion pack and then put that in that rumbling bed.
Ew! I meant the growler.
Growler bed, baby.
Ew! Stop pulsating. Wait, no. Have you seen a growler bear?
No.
Picture.
Oh.
Wait, is it fake?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, which one is it?
What?
Have you seen a picture? No. Is it fake? Yes.
No. I have seen a picture. It is not fake.
Okay. And can you give me, like, a little description?
It's, like, what the perfect in-between of a grizzly bear and a polar bear. It's, like, a lighter shade than a grizzly bear, more sandy-colored, and, like, a little furry like a grizzly, but, like, the bod of a... Of, like, a really
like
hot
a six
polar
pack,
bear.
Like a
six-pack polar bear. It's really sexy.
And where do they exist? Like, do they exist in the wild or only in zoos?
No, the wild. I would guess, like, somewhere, you know, north where polar bears come into contact with grizzlies.
Okay, I think that in the spirit of 15 minutes ago, when we said something about e-cigarettes, we should call it a vape store. What do you think about that?
It's a good idea.
All right. We're going to start with the...
Dude, I need you to give me one of those Kleenexes. Look at my fingers. Please.
Okay, but we have to call on your phone because I need the Google Doc.
Okay,
just wait.
Hi there, vapes.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Ben.
Hi, Ben. This is Zoe and Sophia.
Hi.
Hey.
We do a podcast called JustChips.com, and we were wondering if you would be interested in being a caller on this episode, which is about e-cigarettes.
I would love to, but I'm currently working, and we have customers walking in and out at any time.
Okay, no problem.
If there are no customers there right now, we could go for...
There is someone right now, and there might be someone coming in a moment. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Someone had called earlier saying they were going to come by.
Can you just tell me this? What's the best flavor?
What is the best flavor?
Yeah.
At our shop, the best flavor is the tobacco flavor. It's called Canadian Walnut Tobacco.
Okay.
And we've been selling it for about 4 years, and it's kind of right in between a dessert flavor and a tobacco flavor, and it tends to keep people away from smoking the best.
Mm. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Sort of a hybrid flavor.
Yes, exactly. If you have, I can answer another one if you like.
Yeah, awesome.
What's the best chip flavor to go alongside of that flavor?
Well, what if I'm biased when it comes to potato chips?
Well, that's fine. Fine. You can't lose your bias. At least you're upfront about it.
I like myself salt and vinegar Lay's personally.
Mmm.
So this is something very interesting. Because, and what you might notice for a lot of people who vape is because most e-cigarette flavors are sweet...
Mm.
I tend to eat a lot more savory and salty foods.
Interesting.
So salty stuff is something that I definitely go for more often than not after vaping because I get desserty and sweet flavors all day at the vape shop. So I go home and I want like the saltiest chips I can find.
That is so interesting. So would you say that since you started, well, how long have you been vaping for?
I've been vaping for about 5 years.
And would you say that your overall consumption of chips has gone up since you started vaping?
I would say that my snack consumption has gone down, but the fact that I'm buying chips instead of anything else has gone up.
Wow.
So I buy more chips than, like, chocolate bars and candies and stuff like that.
Wow.
Very interesting.
So it's really affected my sweet tooth for sure.
Huh. Are you allowed to toot on the vape in the store?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So there are certain regulations in, like, Montreal. You can't do it inside the store. We're still awaiting the regulations that may hit us. We're not exactly sure what's going to happen. We may have to treat it like tobacco products and that, you know, we can't smoke and we can't advertise anything, but hopefully that won't happen.
One last question. Tell us, what's the weirdest flavor in your shop?
Ooh, what's the weirdest flavor? We have a cactus soda.
Whoa.
What?
Fizzy and cactus flavored, yeah.
How can you have fizzy vape?
Well, that's the weird thing. People come in and they go, so what does it taste like? And I say, well, it tastes fizzy and green, and that's pretty much the best description I can give you.
Oh, my God.
Kind of light and tangy?
Yeah, a little bit. So what's great about it is that when people try it, it kind of gives them some nostalgia from their childhood. There's like a flavor in there that no one knows what candy it is, but it's very reminiscent of something that I think we all remember from when we were kids. So.
Moreheads.
Yeah, it has a little bit of a hit, yeah.
Wow.
Last question, Ben. Would you mind posing us a question about potato chips? Anything under the sun that you've been wondering that we can answer in this episode?
About potato chips?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a broad question. I mean, I like really spicy potato chips. I've been hearing a lot about those. I think it's called like the one chip challenge.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Have you guys done that?
Well, no.
No.
Have you considered doing it?
That's something that we should talk about.
We'll talk about it on the show.
That's something you should consider because I love spicy chips and I want to buy a whole bag of those and just, you know, spend a day trying to eat them.
Just crying.
Trying
and crying.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Ben.
No problem. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
What a lovely vape man.
Yes. Fizzy green nostalgia.
I almost got goosebumps when he said that. Because how green is this light and tangy bag?
It's like light lime green.
How fizzy is it?
Extremely.
And how green? Wait, what was the other thing? Green and fizzy is all he said, huh? Well, it's both of those things, for sure.
Nostalgic?
Hybrid.
You heard it here first. Zoe, have you ever considered hookahing or e-vaping?
Not really. I mean, Ben really sold it to me, but I don't think it's really my speed, but power to ye who do.
Yeah, well, when you and me went to Screamers not so long ago, people were just honking on their vapes.
Absolutely.
In every single line.
Yeah.
And I thought
it was actually, I think, just one guy.
We probably kept following him. We always end up behind him, the vape being in our faces.
Yeah.
And he had some vanilla grape something.
I mean, Ben did say that he vapes a lot of sweet vapes, and I gotta say,
a dessert? That's my question.
Yeah, it's sort of like the dessert wine of cig life. I don't think I'm into those sweet ones.
Well, what would be your flavor if you're into e-cigs?
I'd probably go for like a chili pepper or something.
Spicy?
Yeah.
A spicy vape?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of sexy. My flavor for e-cigarette, if I could, I would just want to go full freaky. Like something,
Fruit roll-up
or like fruitcake or like, I don't know, like Oso Buco or whatever.
You watched the Real Housewives episode today.
Yes, I did. When considering our current day chips in the one chip challenge, and if we would consider doing it ourselves.
Yeah, would you consider doing the one chip challenge?
So the challenge being there's one chip in a coffin and you have to eat one chip.
It's really hot.
Yeah, it's for like ghost chilies.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You wouldn't consider it.
No.
I think you already are considering it. And Ben's got you there.
Oh, Ben.
That was a trick question from Ben.
But I think you would more so go for it because you like a good competition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I don't as much.
Right.
I shy away from it. Nay, I say I'm scared of it.
Okay, well, yeah, I think you're right.
Do you think people say tootin' on a vape?
Oh, Ben did not blink an eye. I mean, maybe he did and we just didn't see him, but he did not pause a beat. So
Ben is such a professional.
I gotta say, we hit Ben with some hard-hitting questions, and he was ready. Like, I'm talking bump, set, spike.
Bump, set, spike, for
I'm
sure.
I'm talking forehand, backhand. I'm talking water skis on water. That's Ben.
I'm talking about hybrid,
vape in hand.
Hybrid mule in the field. What do you think Elon Musk does on a day off?
Seriously, golfing.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think he's, like, really regular? Like, poo-wise?
No, but really, do you think he's
like
a regular man?
Do you think that he has good BMs?
Absolutely. I think he has like a really clean diet and like so much fiber. Probably like also 50 supplements a day.
Do you think that Elon is the kind of guy who'd be like on Soylent Green?
Yeah. Actually, he doesn't have a diet. He only has Soylent Green. The only thing that he has outside of Soylent Green are Tyrell's 30% less salt
his
chips.
Six kids.
That's the things he has outside of his diet. Ew.
I thought you were saying like the only Elon Musk has in his life, apart from his work, are like Tyrell's ready salted chips and then like golfing. And I'd be like, but also he has his six kids. But no, he might just eat his kids.
Yeah, that. And then maybe like a glass of champagne a week.
Oh, really? I think it's like a Coors Light type of deal.
You think he does Coors Light?
Yeah, I think he goes a little down and dirty on the drinking. Oh, like, I don't think he...
good old Canadian boy.
Yeah, exactly. He did spend his youth at Queen's University, so
rah-rah. Ram-a-lam-a-lama.
Ram-a-lama-dong.
What would you consider a hybrid between a mouth and a butt? Just call it. Just call it like you see it.
Racetrack.
That is really good and really accurate. Because you know it is a racetrack from one end to the other.
That's right. And you know what I pictured?
What?
You know those Hot Wheels sets that have the loopy loops? That's what I pictured. Okay.
If you were really in love with someone and they didn't have a ring to propose to you with, how much would you say yes or no if they proposed to you with a burger ring? Let's say, like, who's
if
your
I'm
biggest
really
celebrity crush?
Keanu.
Okay, Keanu Reeves. You're, like, on a camping trip with Keanu
He's not.
Reeves.
I don't know if he's my, for the record, but, like, he's a good celebrity
Okay, but
crush.
In this context. Sure. Keanu Reeves. You're on a camping trip. Oh, my God. You just woke up from the best sleep of your life. You have, like, comfy mattresses because he has, like, the best tech equipment you've ever seen in the world. You guys had this camping trip. You've been in the wild for, like, the last 3 days. You've been dating for probably, like, 9 months. But you are so into each other.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's like, Zoe, I want to spend the rest of my adult life with you. And you only brought, like, fun treats with you. Like, maybe Clif Bars and hot dogs and then burger rings. And he asked you to marry him with a burger ring.
Are you joking? Is that even a question? Of course I would accept it.
Well, it wasn't.
I might eat it after.
Mm-hmm. Symbolic. You yeah. want to keep it?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. I mean, I'm worried it would go bad or something. But I'd keep it for like a week and then I'd like eat it or, you know, like crumble it up on my pillow or something. Something to give me good vibes. I don't know.
Awesome.
For sure. I would absolutely. I wouldn't even have to be Keanu Reeves. You know, anybody
Could
that
be
I was
anyone.
Deeply in love with. Yes. Because I'm not a materialist. And that's sort of what it comes down to, Sophia, which is, I think, what you're trying to tease out of me.
That was the one chip
challenge
and you
passed. Do I care about
the
diamonds? Thank you. Okay. Okay, now let me ask you. If yeah. you really, really loved somebody, like really okay. loved somebody.
Yeah.
Name your celebrity. It's Cillian Murphy. Cillian Murphy comes at you and he's like, oh, Sophia, baby.
I'm just a peaky blinder.
You got me peaky blinded by love for you. All I've got... Wait, where's he from? He goes, all I've got is my thins, light and tangy, from that movie I just shot in Australia. And he proposes to you with a bag of light and
full
tangy.
Bag.
Full bag of chips. And he says, if you carry this around for a week on your ring finger... It means that you've accepted my proposal. Do you do it?
What are the mechanics of holding that on my ring finger?
That's for you to figure out and for Cillian to decide at the end of the week if you've passed the challenge. How do you do it? What do you do?
I think if Cillian asked me to do a challenge in order to be engaged with him, I would be questioning our relationship.
Right. But I'm gonna. There's a trick at the end of this, so give me a good answer, and then I'll tell you more.
Okay, so I would just take some like big old duct tape. And probably just make it work. Like, maybe even make it half into a wristband, half into a ring.
A little bit of extra security measures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just soak in all the Peaky Blinder love that I can get from him.
So you make it. You've survived the week. And the trick is that at the end of the week, Cillian goes, my God, thank goodness you accepted that challenge and now know that my love is actually undying for you because the Lotus Witch cursed me into making you do that. And now I can propose to you. with a real burger ring.
Oh, my God.
And then you have to do it another week with the burger ring. And then you progressively get better and better until he...
And it would probably keep our relationship fresh if he, like, kept on proposing to me with different kind of food items.
Exactly. Fresh food items, eventually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm into
it. Squid ring, raw. That's a tough one. Even with Cillian Murphy, yeah, that's a tough one.
That's going to be, like, the level right before the ring.
Yeah.
That's just, like, a normal ring.
Anyway. Okay, here's what we've surmised from this. We've surmised Australian chips, they go low on the packaging. They're going less info, more
flavor.
They're advertising something, you're getting something else. Is it good? Not always. In the case of Thins Light and Tangy, thin and crispy potato chips, irresistibly tasty, so-called, I'm going to say no, they're not bringing home the bacon.
No.
In the case of Burger Rings, Big Burger Taste, are they really delivering that Big Burger Taste?
No.
They're not. But is it good?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Let's call it like it is.
Yeah.
Well, what's you... Do I feel good about Thins Light and Tangy? No. Do I feel good about Burger Rings? Which, by the way, don't even have a brand. It's just Burger Rings.
I know. I was curious about that. Is there any branding on the back?
No, it's just Burger Rings. They do one thing and they do it mediocrely.
You don't like them that much.
No, they're good. They're good.
We almost ate the entire bag. It's a big bag.
They're pretty good.
So, I just find it weird that they call these Burger Rings and say Big Burger Taste and it just doesn't taste like burgers.
Anyway, suffice it to say, call it on three, the hybrid that wins.
Three, two, one,
Burger Rings.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
This was recorded at...
Tribute in Greece.
This was recorded at...
Eggplant Pictures and Sound. Da-da-ba-ba. We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson.
And Tavia LaPage.
Oh, we're still doing Greece.
Our audio engineer...
is Deanna.
Morano. Our theme song is by Feskeelin.
Yes, Feskeelin.
This is also a Sumo Audio Production.
Sumo Audio Production. You have glitter all over your face.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
I just noticed that.
It's too much. I mean, I wish I didn't have it.
Oh. Stop. You're too much. God. Stop. Anointing me with those compliments. What about the liger? You know that movie I never saw? Napoleon what? Dynamite.
I'm a liger. Meow.
Oh my God. That was like the most annoying thing ever.
That's so annoying. It made me almost throw up.
I know. A light and tangy vomit.
So that's pretty weird.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.